It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
The weekly deep dive into all things related to buying, selling, and owning a home. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. And first of all, we should say, Madam President, welcome.
Good morning, Kyle.
And you're about to become a president tonight.
Yeah, tonight's our realtor installation banquet for all our incoming board members. And so, yes, I'm getting installed tonight.
All right. So, well, you've got a lot of work ahead of you. And I understand you were also busy earlier this week.
Yeah, this week we had the fall governance for the Oregon Association of Realtors. And that was a great meeting this week. I think one of the things I just wanted to highlight on was that Oregon Association of Realtors, they're behind the campaign to vote no on Measure 118. This measure funds a rebate program to qualify. A resident only has to live in Oregon for 200 days. It's going to cause higher inflation, reduced growth in jobs, wages, income, population. And most of all, this is going to prevent affordable housing because it's essentially a tax on a tax. So OAR, I'm proud to be hearing that they are behind this campaign to vote no on 118. And they just said, in their opinion, an absence of a campaign is too risky for Oregon.
All right, now let's dive into our big topic for today, what veterans need to know about buying a home. We've got a lot of veterans listening this morning. What can you tell them?
Yeah, so I think the cool thing for veterans is the VA Home Loan Benefit. It's an incredible resource for veterans looking to achieve home ownership. It allows veterans and active service members to purchase homes without a down payment, which can significantly ease the financial burden.
And I've heard, though, there's some recent changes regarding how veterans can work with real estate agents. Can you explain that?
Yeah, certainly. So as of August 10th, 2024, the VA enacted a temporary policy that allows buyers using VA home loans to pay for real estate professional representation. So this is a significant shift because historically there were restrictions on this.
And what led to the change?
So NAR, the National Association of Realtors, has actively advocated for this change by meeting directly with VA officials, engaging lawmakers, and gathering support from industry partners. Their efforts resulted in this temporary policy, allowing greater access to professional representation for veterans.
So why a temporary policy, and is there a chance it could become permanent?
Yeah, great question. The VA will assess whether formal rulemaking is necessary to make this policy permanent, and NAR is continuing to push for this through ongoing dialogue with lawmakers and the VA, sharing success stories from veterans who have benefited from this change.
All right, got it. Now, I understand when working with real estate agents, veterans may be asked to sign a written agreement. Why is that?
Yeah, so written agreements are meant to clarify the services provided by your real estate professional and how they'll be compensated. So with this transition, many real estate professionals now require these agreements to ensure transparency and that both parties are aligned.
And can you elaborate on how a buyer's agent gets paid under the new arrangement?
Yes, definitely. A buyer's agent is compensated in this written agreement, and compensation can come from the seller or the listing broker, or the buyer might negotiate for the seller to cover those costs as part of the purchase offer. Alternatively, it's also possible the buyer may pay their agent directly.
So it seems like there are different avenues for compensation. What about initiatives that NAR has taken to promote access to financing specifically for veterans?
Yeah. So NAR has been a strong advocate for the VA Home Loan Guarantee Program, which has enabled over 24 million veterans to secure home loans. They are also pushing for more flexible loan products and working to ensure that certain veterans' descendants can use unused loan benefits. NAR continues to work with the VA and Congress to ensure that the descendants, can qualify for these, and they're advocates for that, and that these policies would allow veterans to sell their homes while allowing buyers to assume their existing interest rates. That's kind of been a playbook for the higher interest rates. We've seen some buyers who are non-veterans assume existing VA loans.
Wow, that's really an incredible benefit for veterans. Now, why should veterans choose to work with a realtor specifically?
So yeah, realtors operate under strict ethical standards set by NAR, meaning they must prioritize their clients' best interests. Many realtors earn the Military Relocation Professional certification to be better equipped in serving veteran buyers. So it's advisable for veterans to seek out these trained professionals.
All right, great advice. Now, for listeners out there, if they want to learn more about purchasing a home as a veteran, they can go to facts.realtor for more resources, right?
That's exactly right, Kyle.
All right, and let's talk about the market. What's going on this week?
Yeah, so it's been another busy week for real estate. Here's the weekly updates for October 10th through October 17th. Looking at the changes for the last 7 days, we had 3 coming soon listings, so watch the radar for those. They should be hitting the market soon. 43 new listings on the market in the last 7 days. We had 14 listings back on the market. One seller negotiated a bumpable sale on their property. No short sales in this market. We saw 31 price changes in the last 7 days. 37 properties went pending, and 26 properties sold in the last 7 days. We had 11 properties that came off the market.
So let's talk about some of the properties that are out there.
Yeah, so this is kind of interesting. We haven't talked about any properties in Reedsport before, but this one caught my eye. Kudos to the realtor for getting a great photo of this. This is actually a manufactured home in a park, and it is along the Schofield River. So beautiful wildlife, sea otters. I guess there's a dock and a community building and trails for walking the river. This is located in a 55 and older senior park, and the park rent is $792 a month, and it includes sewer and water.
Well, a lot of people would be interested in a setting like that. Looks great with all the trees back there and everything.
Yeah, price on this is $149,000.
Now, some people like to look at condos. Talk about one of those.
Yeah, so these condos here in Mountain View, these are right off Garden Valley and Roseburg, so centrally located to a lot of essential city services. These have been popular this year. There's been several turnover in this neighborhood, and they sell quickly. So these are essentially 2-bedroom, 1.5 baths, 1,300 square feet. There's a loft that overlooks the great room that could be a third bedroom or a guest suite. But these were built in 1972. Some of the community amenities include a in-ground swimming pool. They do have single car detached garages. The price on this is $250,000.
And close to shopping, a great view there. What about Glide?
Glide. So here's something. If someone's looking for 5 acres, it kind of in your own forest, you're surrounded by fir trees. This is a 3-bedroom, 1.5 bath home, 1,575 square feet at 287 Bar L Ranch Road in Glide, and it's listed at $420,000.
Now, if somebody's looking at a higher price point, what do you have out there?
Yeah, so Garden Valley is a popular neighborhood. We've got a new listing at 155 Sinclair Lane. It's on 2 acres. It's a 4-bedroom, 3.5 bath, 2,800 square feet. It's got great views, a massive shop or a sports cave. Accommodates up to a 40-foot RV. This is listed at $899,900.
Sports cave. I haven't heard that term before. Interesting.
Yeah, it sounds like you could spend a lot of time out there.
What about Canyonville? We're kind of going all over the county today.
Yeah, so this is another neighborhood in Canyonville that's been popular. This is also a 55-plus park. This is a recent sale down there. 2-bedroom, 2-bath home in Knoll Terrace Park. It sold for $111,250.
And what about an opportunity to kind of finish out a home?
Yeah, so there's a couple more homes out here in Forest Heights and Sutherland. So I'm glad to see that someone picked this house up. It was a 3-bedroom, 2.5 bath, 2,073 square feet. Basically, the exterior, the shell of the home is done. It needs to be completely finished on the inside. So insulation, drywall, plumbing, electrical, all the fun stuff. And this sold for $225,000. So I know there's 4 more of these homes up there. So if someone wants a project, you could maybe get some equity out of this.
And be able to kind of get in and finish it the way you'd like to finish it.
Exactly.
All right. And wrapping up for today, I know you have open houses over the weekend.
Yeah, we have lots of open houses. We got a bunch of agents on our team doing 50 open houses before December 31st. So we're going to have plenty of those to go see.
And how do people contact you?
Yeah, you guys can give us a call at 541-366-6080 or stop by at 2658 Northeast Stevens in Roseburg.